Good morning, good people. We're joined in the studio this morning by Miss Kimberlyn Daniel from the YWCA. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you are here to talk about a conference that's coming up next week on race and gender.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you so much for having me, and great to be talking to the listeners out there this afternoon. We are having our second annual citywide forum on race. The YWCA's mission is to eliminate racism and to empower women. And so on September 22nd, we are hosting Perspectives, the Intersection of Race and Gender, at the Marriott Marquis, 11:30 a.m. And the purpose of this particular event this year is really to focus on the intersection of race and gender and the implications of the intersection of race and gender as it relates to women of all races and all walks of life in our society.
I think it's interesting, this intersectionality of race and gender has kind of bubbled up on social media over and over again. We hear about some strife between feminism and womanism and, you know, all these different things. But what does that really mean, this intersectionality or this intersectioning of race and gender?
And that's actually a great question. And really, the intersection is asking all of our folks out there who can listen and who has a responsibility and who really can do something, because even in the smallest of our spheres of society, we can all play a part in eliminating racism. And so what that intersectionality actually means is putting processes, putting policies, putting vehicles in place to eliminate all of the isms that affect women in our society. Sexism, racism, classism, any ism that is going to continue the oppression of women and girls in our society. Helping to abolish that, helping to not only raise the equality playing field, but raising those, raising the field where people are treated equally on a day-to-day basis. And so that really is what intersectionality means when the YWCA speaks about the intersection of race and gender.
And Kimberlyn, tell me what these conversations are about. The Y has a mission to end racism. So you're bringing these folks together. We're having these great conversations. What do you want the result of this conference or this coming together to really be?
So we want to raise awareness, but it's not so much as awareness raising as really a call to action. What is it that people are going to do once they leave that conference? Once you leave the Marriott Marquis and you've had the robust dialogue and you've heard from a very, very, very educated and wonderful panel, what are you going to do as you go back to your academia setting, as you go back to your corporate America setting? There are folks that are going to be in the room. So far, we have about 650 confirmed guests for this event, and we're very excited about that. And they're really representing all walks of life in the city of Atlanta. So in this room is really power and capability to help push this movement forward. And so it really is more than just information sharing, really is about getting people to agree to their part in getting rid of the racism that continues to impact women. One other thing that I'd like to share, too, is by 2050, the majority of all women in the U.S. are going to be women of color. But when you think about the representation of women, and not only just women, but women of color in corporate America leadership roles, in city, state, and federal government, it continues to be very, very, very small in numbers. Specifically in corporate America, leadership roles held by women of color is about 3.9%. So in this room, there are so many smart people. There are so many people who can really champion this cause and take this information back to their respective organizations to put some things in place so that we can continue to improve these statistics that are not very favorable when you think about where we are in 2015.
Well, I know some new statistics actually show that African American women are becoming some of the most educated women in the country.
Absolutely.
With more advanced degrees than even men.
Yes.
So when you look at some of those arenas where you don't find women of color, are those organizations, are those entities, are those folks looking at these numbers? Or is that what this conference is kind of to compel people to become more aware of these numbers?
So I certainly hope they are. I will tell you that as I go out and meet people in my role as CEO of the YWCA of Greater Atlanta, both not-for-profit, public sector, and private sector, I can tell you that the conversations are happening. There is an increased awareness. Our own mayor, Kasim Reed, has put into place equal pay by gender. He's working on that. I mean, how wonderful is that, that in our city, that our mayor is going to tackle the equal gender pay initiative?
It is a very wonderful thing, but it really is mind-boggling that in 2015,
yes,
we still have this very significant pay disparity between women and men.
Yes.
And women of color, that disparity is even larger.
And to that end, there's something that I just recently learned about called National Equal Pay Day. I was not familiar with it. I mean, I'll just be honest with you. You know, I came from corporate America. So working in corporate America, you know, you're focused on really kind of driving that bottom line revenue. And so that's really been my focus over the past several years. And so stepping into this role and understanding National Equal Pay Day, which for our listeners who don't know what that is how long the average woman has to work into 2015 to match the wage of the average man in 2014. Wow.
It's just mind-boggling,
yes,
that we exist in a society that thinks it's okay,
right,
for people who are doing the same work.
Yes.
And many times women now have the same responsibilities. They're,
yes,
breadwinners for their families.
Yes.
Sometimes even in marriage.
Yes.
The woman has become the breadwinner.
Yes.
So it appears as if society and cultural norms just haven't caught up with what's actually taking place,
yes,
in the lives of women in our country.
And you're exactly right. So what hasn't changed also is as women are becoming the breadwinners and oftentimes earning more than their domestic partner, women still find themselves serving as the primary caregiver of the children, of the primary kind of head of household, if you will. We're the ones who end up taking time away from work to do doctor's appointments and school visits.
They're calling it the lead parent.
Exactly. Or the default parent. I've heard the default parent as well. And so women continue to wear all of those hats. And at the same time, all of these isms continue to be rampant, working against women to achieve that equal pay of their male counterpart.
And so this conversation, as you mentioned, is really about a call to action.
Yes.
It's a call to action for all sectors of our community.
Yes.
To come forward and help women achieve equality.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's not just about consciousness raising. I mean, that's important, too. We need people to be aware. We need people to be offended. We do want to ignite some sort of emotional response. But more important than being emotional and feeling badly about the status quo, what are you going to do to challenge it? What are you going to do to change it? And purposely, we have a panel of what I say are not kind of academic experts, because we wanted a panel that was really going to be reflective of the audience in the room. And so if you don't mind, I'd love to just share,
please,
with the listening audience who the moderator and the panelists are. I know that a lot of them are going to be familiar with you. Deborah Richardson is going to be our moderator. She is the current interim CEO of the National Center for Civil and Human Rights and really a bona fide authority in this space. So very excited that Deborah Richardson is going to join us. Commissioner Yvonne Kowser-Yancey, who is the HR commissioner for the City of Atlanta, is going to be on the panel. Maria Romero, Steve Coonan, the CEO of the Atlanta Hawks. I think he has probably some perspectives on racism and isms as it relates to the world of organized and professional sports. Jerry Thomas, who's the Chief Diversity Officer from Bank of America, will be on the panel, as well as Sarah Batts, and you know, a surprising person, I believe, who is the president of Junior League of Greater Atlanta. She has agreed and very excited to be on the panel. And last but not least, someone from the AU family is also going to grace us on the panel, and that is Beverly Guy Schefthal from Spelman College. And so, as you can see, a very diverse group of participants on the panel, and I am certain that someone in the audience is going to relate to at least one person on the panel.
And this panel is going to be a discussion, but it's going to also give people the tools that they need to go back and make changes
yes.
in their work and community spaces.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the one part of this luncheon that is really good, so it's not just listening to the panel. There's actually going to be time during the event where you can have dialogue at your table. There's going to be a facilitator, questions, targeted questions, and the encouragement of everyone in the room to participate and make a call to action. What are you going to do? What is going to be your takeaway? What do you commit to do now that you've been enlightened, now that you've been equipped with some tools? What are you going to do to push this conversation forward? And what are you going to do to really turn this conversation into action?
Kimberlyn Daniels, this sounds like a fantastic opportunity. For folks who are listening who might want to participate, how would they get information to come to the conference next? It's the 22nd.
Yes, it's the 22nd, Tuesday the 22nd, 11:30 a.m. at the Marriott Marquis. Please call the YWCA of Greater Atlanta. You can call them directly. We will be happy to take information via the phone. Or you can visit us at our website, YWCA Atlanta, and Atlanta is spelled out completely, .org. And very easily, you can be directed to information and even ticket purchases. We are selling tickets and sponsorships up to the last moment. So it's not too late. You can still be a part of the conversation, and your perspective can be heard.
And Kimberlyn, just information on What the Y, a historic organization
yes.
here in Atlanta. If you could just share with our listeners some of the things that you all are doing besides this conference.
Yes.
That they might be interested in being involved with.
Absolutely, yes. Because we are not just a not-for-profit of events, even though we do have these two signature events every year. The YWCA is a 100-year-old organization founded here in Atlanta on the campus of Spelman College. So the Greater Atlanta Camp YWCA was founded right here on Spelman's campus. And we are about eliminating racism and empowering women. When you empower women, you empower communities. I mean, you really impact families and you impact communities. And so to that end, we do have a few key programs that we offer under our umbrella of services. We have a Teen Girls in Technologies program, which exposes underserved girls to those non-traditional careers in STEAM-based experiences. So science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And that is a program that we've had in place for over 10 years. We have a women's wellness program, which exposes women to all of the kind of wellness opportunities that are not necessarily afforded to women of color and underserved women, specifically around breast health and cervical cancer awareness. And last but not least, as part of this program, we have our social justice and advocacy program. And this program is really kind of the culmination of a year's worth of really great work around gathering information about the things that we can do here in Atlanta and beyond to really continue to empower women and to eliminate all of the isms that continue to oppress women as we move this society forward.
Kimberlyn Daniels, I want to thank you so much again for coming and sharing with us about the YWCA and this wonderful conference that's coming up on race and gender on September 22nd.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.